This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A new paper from the National Bureau of Economic Research shows the Boys Club is alive and well in corporate America. Researchers at Harvard and UCLA found men at an anonymous financial firm were promoted faster when they were transferred to male bosses, and that effect was even more pronounced when the two shared a certain habit. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
The sitcom Friends wasn't always the most realistic in, say, its depiction of the size of New York apartments, but it apparently nailed a truth of office politics in a storyline about Rachel taking up smoking to ingratiate herself with her new boss.
I thought you didn't smoke.
Oh, you know, I thought you guys meant marijuana cigarettes, you know?
Turns out smoke breaks with your boss can put you on a career fast track. It's not really about the cigarettes, but the socializing, says report co-author Zoe Cullen of Harvard Business School.
We think of it as just one small part of overall social interactions and their effect on how employees perform.
So any interaction will do. Smoke breaks, drinking, golf, even surfing.
We just call them board meetings.
When Jesse Smith was supervising recreation programs at UC Santa Cruz, he was having a hard time with his boss until they discovered a mutual love for catching waves at lunchtime.
It's like the only time that, you know, ditching work to go surfing actually improves your standing at work.
In short, schmoozing works, and it seems to work particularly well for men. The report found the male-to-male social advantage accounted for a third of the gender disparity in promotions at the financial firm in the study. It wasn't the same for women with female bosses. They spent less time with each other than their male peers. Laura Cray, a social psychologist at UC Berkeley, has an idea why.
Definitely women are putting in more time into taking care of domestic duties, so it certainly does leave less discretionary time for schmoozing.
She says that's even after taking into account the extra time many women feel they have to work to get the same recognition as men. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.